In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In Holland, when someone has a birthday, members of the family are given birthday wishes too. You say, in Dutch of course, congratulations on the birthday of your daughter, husband, or whatever. The Feast of Pentecost is the church's birthday, so gratuleert met de verjaardag van je kerk. Congratulations to everyone on the birthday of your church. What brought the church to birth in Jerusalem that day was, of course, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And notice, it is a gift for the whole church. Individual members may receive gifts of the Spirit, of course, but they are to be exercised on behalf of the church as a whole. We have only to look at the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, to know this. Verse 7, for example, reads, "To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." The scene described in the second chapter of Acts with the rushing wind and the tongues of fire does look rather chaotic, and church history is littered with chaotic scenes brought about by people claiming to have their own special gift of the Holy Spirit. Such disruptions have usually done more harm than good, splitting and weakening the church. And the work of the Holy Spirit is in fact quite the opposite. On that first Pentecost, the babble of discordant voices was replaced by understanding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says, "Speaking in tongues is no use if no one understands. Indeed, you create more divisions." Then again, in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, we learn that the Spirit moved over the darkness and chaos to bring form and order, which we call creation, because the work of the Holy Spirit is to build up, to create, to bring things into being. Anything then that is divisive, that looks like someone doing their own thing, that weakens the church, none of that is the work of the Spirit. Think again of those two signs at Pentecost, wind and fire. In nature, both of them are energizing and useful, but they can also be dangerous and disruptive. Every year, uncontrolled forest fires destroy thousands of hectares of land, together with wildlife, houses, and human lives. But a fire that is controlled in a hearth or an oven is a force for good, keeping us warm, making water boil and bubble, as we Christians ought, with enthusiasm. And you don't see many turbines, wind turbines, in Switzerland. Why not? I'm told it's because we have the wrong sort of wind. When I was in Scotland last week, there are loads of turbines because they have the right sort of wind. Because to generate electricity from the turbines, you need wind that is steady, not blowing too fast or too slowly. And you need wind that is blowing in one direction. That is how it is with the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit then energizes the church for ministry. In Luke's Gospel, we read in chapter 4 that Jesus began his public ministry filled with the power of the Spirit. And quoting Isaiah, he said in the synagogue, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, The rest of Isaiah chapter 61, which Jesus' hearers would have known, continues in the same vein, showing how God will restore his people, right wrongs, and cause righteousness and praise to spring up. The Spirit then not only energizes the church for mission, he also guides the direction of that mission. It is quite clear. An ancient title of the Holy Spirit is Father of the Poor. And it was a line in that first hymn we sang this morning. Father of the Poor. And our mission is to bring good news to the poor. Our Lent course, The Possible World, has helped us to see ways in which we can fulfill that mission. We pray that we will be guided by the Spirit to find specific and practical ways to do this, that the Holy Spirit will energize us to carry out this task and unite us so that we can channel our efforts and so that we can be more effective in our mission. So on this church's birthday, let us say thank you for our birthday presents, the gifts of the Spirit. Let us allow the Spirit to work in us so that we shall be united, moving forward together in the same direction and warmed with enthusiasm to bring good news to the poor. Amen.